from KQED.
There aren't a lot of Swedes and Swedish Americans in California, but when they get together to celebrate Christmas, they do it with tremendous flair and fun. Susan Vallett has the story from Los Angeles.
And this is Grace's, and this is Emma's, and this is Maddie's.
Grandmothers and mothers help girls in white robes get ready in a back room at the Shrine Auditorium Expo Center. Santa's already downstairs, but he's not the center of attention here. Instead, people gather in a grand hall lined with Christmas lights, waiting for the Lucias, singing girls with candles who mark the start of the traditional Swedish Christmas on St. Lucia Day.
Lucia was a saint from Italy, and she brought the light into the darkness of Sweden. So it is the bringing of the light that Lucia symbolizes.
That's Meta Berger, a native Swede with the Swedish Women's Educational Association, or SVEA, which started this Swedish Christmas fair 34 years ago, making it one of the older Swedish Christmas fairs in California.
We love Christmas, and there's lots of very, very long traditions, and the reason for the Christmas fair is to make sure we keep the Swedish culture for children.
The girls in white robes wear red sashes around their waists. They follow the chosen Lucia, who has a crown of burning candles poised on top of her head. The procession moves through the same sorts of vendor booths you might find in town squares across Sweden, minus the snow. Meta Berger came to the U.S. from Stockholm 46 years ago. She says the Christmas fair is a taste of home.
I think it's all the atmosphere with all the creating in a big hall a feeling of almost a little town where everybody can buy things and people walk around.
There's no little Stockholm in Southern California. Pockets of Swedes are scattered around California, with concentrations in the Central Valley, San Francisco, and L.A. And of course, there's Kingsburg, the Swedish village in Central California. With the population spread out, Christmas fairs like this act as a hub for the Swedish-American community. For Jenny Best, a Swede who's been in L.A. for a quarter century, it's an annual reminder of her childhood.
I get very sentimental when I hear the songs. I get a little teary-eyed, and for sure. It's just, you know, childhood growing up. We did this every year. You can take the Swede out of Sweden, but you can't take the, well, it's a Sweden out of the Swede.
Christmas fair organizer Anna Karen Kite says it's like home, but not home. She says it's hard to replicate the quiet Lucia scenes that play out across homes in Sweden on the Saints' Day, December 13th.
When I grew up, my parents took me and my brother and sister to my grandmother's house, grandma and grandfather. 6 o'clock in the morning, we unlocked their door and we came in with our white dresses and our candles in our hair and sang Lucia songs for my grandparents. It was the most beautiful thing. It's the most warm and wonderful tradition.
...71-year-old Mighty Carling, who left Sweden 50 years ago, comes to the Swedish Christmas fair every year, one of several fairs in California. She calls Christmas her best holiday. She decks out her house, plays all the Swedish Christmas music, and cooks the traditional Swedish smorgasbord for Christmas Eve.
I pretend that there's snow outside and that it's cold. I just enjoy it in my heart.
For the California Report, I'm Susan Vallett in Los Angeles.